This is the Rich Eisen Show.
The Rich Eisen Show.
There's no tanking in the National Football League.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
The Arizona Cardinals have released Colt McCoy.
When it's all said and done, you see the sunshine of Caleb Williams. If I'm Kyler Murray, I'm sitting there thinking, what is this all about?
Today's guests: Eagles linebacker Hassan Reddick, Little League World Series champions El Segundo Little League, Raiders defensive end Max Crosby, and now it's Rich Eisen.
Yes, indeed. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We are so excited here in El Segundo, California, the home of our show since we were born in 2014. Because our guests here today are the champions of the Little League World Series. They're coming en masse to the studio. We invited them as soon as we heard that they won, and they accepted our invitation, and we have no earthly idea how many of them are coming. That's coming in hour number two. It's just going to be, you know, we're just rolling with it. And we would call with the Lakers just down the road, and El Segundo having won the World Series title in the Little League world, we would call this the City of Champions if we didn't stop losing at the Emmys. You know, we're not holding up our end of the bargain.
Oh, we got to do that.
From Monaco to El Segundo.
Yes, it did.
I can't wait to use that drop.
We need to change that from Williamsport to El Segundo. We got to get Anthony Anderson back just to do that. So, that's hour number two of this program. Oh, we can't wait. Can't wait to welcome in the young men of El Segundo, California, that just won the Little League World Series.
Amazing.
I mean, walk-off fashion.
Walk it out.
As well.
Amazing. Some big kids on that
Lewis
team.
Lewis Lappy, who is the one who lapped the diamond. He's apparently coming along with the man. Again, we have no idea how many are coming. All I know is we definitely don't have enough snacks in our green room for a bunch of 12-year-olds. So.
Susie, send donuts.
Donut pizza or something?
I don't know.
Susie.
No, she's probably going to do that right now, but they're going to be gone by the time we can get it here. Okay?
We'll eat it.
I just don't know if we have enough in the green room. We should take a photograph of the small fridge we have in the green room before a bunch of 12-year-olds come and after.
Literally, Rich, I was just in there and I thought, I was like, I wonder what's going to happen in here when these kids come.
We don't know.
We have no idea.
We don't know how many are coming.
It's going to all be gone.
So that's hour two. I wouldn't miss it.
Congrats, kids.
That's awesome. Of course. It's going to be dynamite. On this program, we also have Hassan Reddick of the Philadelphia Eagles going to be joining us. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman. How are you, sir?
Rich, I'm good. Quick shout out to my mom. She's on her way for a knee replacement. So best wishes.
Hey,
shout out to my mom.
Can she hear us right now?
I think so.
Mary,
I think she's listening.
Mary.
Miss Mary, she watches, bro.
Joe Namath had his knees replaced. Look at him now. He's still Broadway. So Broadway Mary of Maine. It's going to be it's great. We wish you the best of luck.
All the best.
All the best. How are you, DJ Mikey D?
I'm doing well, Rich. How you doing?
Good to see you. How are you, TJ Jefferson?
Hey, to quote the late, great Scott Hall, hey, yo.
And speaking of late and great named Scott, you know, Stuart Scott went into the Little League World Series Hall of Fame.
Oh, word?
Yes, just this past weekend in honor of his support of the Little League World Series while he was on a worldwide leader in sports. So that's pretty neat stuff.
That's awesome.
Max Crosby, one of my favorites from the Las Vegas Raiders, will be on this show in hour number three. So we're glad that he's talking to anyone from L.A. after what happened with him and Cam Akers. So.
Rich, Max Crosby got some new ink, and let me tell you, he's got some of the cleanest, dopest tattoos I've seen.
I can't tell what's new and what's not.
That's right.
Can he?
He's full body.
I know.
He had like four people working on him at once. They're clean.
Should we talk to him about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I love talking to Max. That'll be fun. That's in hour number three. Let's start this show with the greatest mysteries entering the 2023 National Football League season that starts 1 week from Thursday. How about that? We're right there. We're right on the doorstep.
So close.
So many mysteries we're going to get the answers to.
Mama, we made it.
What will the new Ravens offense look like? It's one of them. What's one of the mysteries, right? Odell Beckham Jr. slated to be on tomorrow's program.
Hey.
We'll get the information straight from OBJ best we can.
Friend of the show.
We also are wondering, the Jets. The whole Aaron Rodgers gambit.
You're wondering.
The rest of the world is wondering, pal.
I know okay? how it ends.
You know it's the number one story entering the National Football League season.
Yeah, probably.
It is. You got the Cowboys and what's going on with them this year. By the way, I heard.
You heard?
How about me breaking news here? I heard. My sources tell me Mike McCarthy did know about the trade. And he's just not going to sit there and push back on the narrative right now. Because that's not Mike doesn't push back on narratives. But he did know about the trade, and he did actually call Dak and Will Greer to let him know about it.
Interesting.
So he was in on it.
That sounded so weird, Rich. Like
that said, what's going to happen with the Dallas Cowboys? I mean, I could go on and on and on, right? Brock Purdy. How will he look coming back from the wing surgery? Can the Eagles bounce back, right? It's another one. The Buffalo Bills. I mean, questions everywhere, and including one of the greatest new mysteries of this NFL season. Is it going to be Josh Dobbs or Clayton Tune starting for the Arizona Cardinals? We are on the edge of our seats.
Could be me.
The Washington Commanders are starting against the Arizona Cardinals. This big season for them. That's a big question. How will Sam Howell look in week one? That's a big mystery. But you do not want to give Jack Del Rio and his defensive staff a heads up on whether or not to prepare for a guy that the team just acquired 5 days ago in Josh Dobbs or a fifth round pick out of Houston in this past year's draft, a fresh raw rookie in Clayton Tune. Don't give Jack Del Rio that heads up. Jonathan Gannon, the new head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, will not do that. When he was speaking to the media yesterday after the, I would say, surprising release of Colt McCoy, the veteran presence that was there for the Arizona Cardinals, and a guy that has started admirably in the last couple years when Kyler Murray couldn't answer the bell. But we're not, by the way, in practice. We're not seeing Colt McCoy. True. We don't know how good Clayton Tune looks. We don't know how Colt McCoy has been looking. And they might be like, we're not going to do that. That's not what we're doing. We'll have him there for the veteran presence for the kid in Clayton Tune and be there as a veteran presence, but we're not going to hold on to him for performance issues.
Mm-hmm.
Giving benefits and doubts.
Right. Look, Rich, I know you get mad when Brockman says teams are going to tank or something.
Well, we're not.
I understand that, but and you say they're not, but this, Chris, this sounds to me like a white flag.
We're not there yet. Hold on a minute. Here is Jonathan Gannon, the head coach of the Arizona Cardinals, when asked, all right, if not Colt, is it really the new guy? And Josh Dobbs, you just traded for him. As of yesterday, 4 days ago, you're going to start him? Clayton Tune, fifth round selection out of Houston, who's never had a snap in his NFL career.
It's a great name.
In a regular season game. You're going to go with him. That was the question, essentially, of Jonathan Gannon. And here's his response.
When could it go until the end of next week before you decide who the starting quarterback?
Yeah, I think we got a pretty good plan in place, but I want to see them, you know, both go through the next 2 weeks. But I think that how the plan that we have to evaluate that and to get that done and the team knowing the why behind it, I think they're comfortable with it, but feel good about where it's at. I'm not going to name a starter because I think it's a competitive advantage for us going to Washington, but we'll know who the starter is.
Rich, he's just looking to avoid a dust-up.
Good one.
You know what I mean?
You're a couple months early for that.
You know, this is, I mean, the fruit's hanging low, and I've plucked it enough here in the first 9 minutes of this program.
Was it tasty?
Okay.
Yeah.
I think he was kind of even, he was barely keeping a straight face about a competitive advantage. Here's the scoop. Here's the scoop. Josh Dobbs has got to be sitting there saying, I'm getting another start potentially. That's pretty wild. I'm sitting there in Cleveland thinking I'm holding a clipboard for Deshaun Watson. Now all of a sudden I'm the one out there for the Arizona Cardinals week one against the Washington Commanders. I got to get my head in the playbook. And he's probably like, after last year, I started a week 18 game do or die for the Tennessee Titans 3 weeks after they got me off the practice squad.
True.
So can I maybe start a game where, you know, I don't have to cram for it? And Trey Lance is sitting there going, you're what? You're what? What are you saying? Because I'd love that start.
I could have been there.
But be that as it may, I'll tell you what they're thinking in Arizona. Personally, they are thinking that this season is not going anywhere. They won't tell you that. They won't. Jonathan Gannon is a proud man. He took this job for a reason. The front office, I think, has done a terrific job in pruning this roster while also preparing it for the future. They have done a really good job. But when you take DeAndre Hopkins and you send him packing, and Isaiah Simmons, you send him packing for a bag of donuts, and you start making trades in the draft where you've now got what I think every Houston Texans draft choice from here to Kingdom Come now, and you're preparing for the future, and your guy, technically, by the way, if you look at the Cardinals depth chart, Kyler Murray's number one on it because he's on the PUP list. He's going to miss the first 4 weeks of this season at the very least, and they're very four difficult games for him, that they are sitting there thinking, this may not be the year. This is a year for Jonathan Gannon to put his stamp on things about the way he wants it done. That's what this year is about. It's about the culture change there. This is his culture he's bringing, and, you know, he's going to put his stamp on it. But you take a look at starting season, and I'm sure they will push back on that notion publicly and even privately. Get out of here. We got some good players here. We got a great plan in place, so on and so forth. But you cannot tell me in the National Football League you are going to walk into a season 10 days before, 10 days before, and cut the most veteran hand you've got at quarterback and choose between starting. This is your plan. This has been your plan all along. You know Kyler Murray's not starting the season. You know it. We've known it pretty much since he blew out his knee in the middle of last season, deep into last season. So your plan is to start either somebody you just picked up from another team or a raw rookie, which leads me to believe they're going to start the rookie.
Ooh.
Now, that's my two cents.
That makes sense.
Because the kid's been in your program. He's been there. You've seen him. And maybe they're just rolling the dice that he's your next Brock Purdy. What do I mean by that? Take a look at Clayton Tune's career numbers in Houston. 47 games played. Do you know how many Purdy played in Iowa State? 48. Hmm. Tune was a two-year starter there for 5 years. Purdy, a three-year starter. He's 23, Purdy. Tune is 24. These are grown-ass men. 1,498 attempts for Clayton Tune for 11,989 yards. Purdy's numbers, 1,467 attempts for 12,170 yards. The same amount of experience. I think they're starting a kid. Now, competitive advantage or not, that's the issue. And I love that he's sitting there talking about competitive advantages when we're all wondering, you're removing your competitive advantage of having usable, winnable players. And you're plucking one after another Kyler Murray may not come back sooner rather than later. And this is when I'm looking at it. I'm not looking at it as much now. October is when the rubber meets the road. What's their record middle of October, and what's the conversation about bringing Kyler Murray back going to be? And what's going to be their stance at the trade deadline? Do they prune the roster of a couple more? Does James Conner get flipped somewhere for a team that might need a running back if there's not 15 really good running backs sitting ATC, because that's the way running backs are treated right now? By the way, Kareem Hunt and Leonard Fournette are still ATC.
Yeah. Just hanging.
And Jonathan Taylor has his deadline day today.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's up. I'm just throwing names out there of people that they might flip to another team. Unless Clayton Tune shows up, looks like Purdy, and all of a sudden Kyler Murray isn't Josh Rosen. He's Trey Lance. He's not Josh Rosen for Kyler Williams. He's Trey Lance for Clayton Toon. Unless Kyler Murray does come back week four and looks like Kyler Murray, and this team can actually start winning and flipping the bird, the red bird, back to everybody else who thinks they're tanking. What a fascinating story. I didn't think was going to happen coming into this season. I mean, we saw how it was potentially gathering steam, but to cut their best veteran at the position just before the season and say, you know what? We knew Kyler wasn't starting all year. 10 days before, what are we going to do? We'll choose between a guy who just joined us and a kid who's never played. Let's go to work. Oh, and whichever quarterback that we choose, because we're trying to maintain a competitive advantage through the secret, won't have DeAndre Hopkins. Hollywood Brown must be sitting there going, where's Lamar? You know, what happened here? Zach Ertz is looking around for Nick Foles, who's not walking through that door. You know what I mean? Like, this is a wild situation in the NFC West. Pretty deep pool. As the Niners look like the Niners, Seattle looks like the Seahawks are better. And Matthew Stafford's trying to get the youngins off their phone so he can see their face, so he can look at his lookbook to know who they are. That's a very
lookbook
quick boiling down of the Rams situation. Wild, man.
Wild.
Max Crosby, hour three from the Raiders. The Little League World Series champion El Segundo squad, either three of them or all 19 million of them are walking in this studio in about 30 minutes.
Can't wait.
A bunch of 12th graders are walking in here, man.
Oh, 12-year-olds.
I mean, that's right, 12-year-olds. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry. Their 12-year-old looks like a 12th grader.
Yeah, yes, like I said, yes.
Six foot one. 73.
Like,
I got to stand next to this kid and go, really? Coop, my 12-year-old, he's almost as tall as I am.
Yep.
And by the way, his birth certificate's on the up and up. Everybody's like thinking everyone's the next Danny Almonte. These kids are truly 12.
They're huge.
With Cooper, when I was walking around his little league, his first time when I brought him by there, a couple of dads look at me like, really? And I'm like, yeah, I am coming out of nowhere, out of the mist, with my son and his doctored birth certificate just to mess with your kid. That's what I'm doing.
Right.
Why do you have your 14-year-old with my spare time? Horizon?
That's what I'm doing.
Right.
Coming out of the mist in Sherman Oaks, California. That's been this caper I've been cultivating.
My own personal, that, Rich.
My own personal Lufthansa heist with my kid. At any rate, there's a bunch of 12-year-olds coming here. But let's take a break. Before we do, I've got a top five list I promised to give you. Top five performances the final preseason week. And we're going to be previewing the NFC North today.
NFC North. North
Division.
Like this it. One, both Norths are up in the air.
Tricky.
Right?
I think we're all going to have something
different. AFC East is going to be fascinating. That's going to be the last one. That'll be Friday. That'll be the big finish to watch Brockman put his Patriots in fourth place. It's going to be dynamite.
I guarantee you that doesn't happen.
Oh, okay. Oh. I can't wait to see who's in fourth in the AFC East in your world, in your mind. That'll be great. Same intensity. You betcha. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. When we come back, 16 sacks coming at you. Hassan Reddick of the Philadelphia Eagles right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Hey, everybody. With the busy fall season just around the corner, you might be just like me, looking for wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, can help you fuel up fast with chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track with your lifestyle. Refresh your healthy habits right now without missing a beat. Choose from 34 or more weekly flavored, packed, dietitian approved meals ready to eat in 2 minutes. Level up with gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs and ready to eat in record time. So go to factormeals.com/Eisen50 right now and use the code Eisen50 to get 50% off. That's code Eisen50 at factormeals.com/Eisen50 to get 50% off.
Are you currently enjoying the show on the Stitcher app? Then you need to know Stitcher is going away on August 29th. Yep, going away, as in kaput, gone, dead. Rest in peace, Stitcher, and thanks for 15 years of service to the podcast community. So switch to another podcast app and follow this show there. Apple, Spotify, or wherever you listen.
So the two greatest mysteries today, is it Clayton Tune or Josh Dobbs? And how many members of the Little League World Series Championship team is coming to the studio today? Do we have an answer yet? Do we know yet? Is it somewhere in the neighborhood of, you want to
Twitter poll that
12? I've been, oh, hold on a minute. It's 12 plus three coaches.
Okay.
Nice.
So we're going to put two here and then probably about three or four behind them.
Everyone could just
The rest will be around you with and TJ.
Yeah, I'm gonna put let me pull up a stool. I'll put one of the cats right here with me, man.
And okay. Then cool, they're also gonna be plus one or two parents.
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, okay. They're just rolling as a team.
I think. I don't know.
All right.
I don't know.
Rich, is this the first time in the history of the show that you have no idea what your guest situation is?
Correct. But it's a city of champions. We got to make an excuse, right?
Yeah, yeah. Look, when they got to the final game, I was saying, look, man, they win. We got to have them. We got to represent for El Segundo.
Also, the Kings practice center is down the street, too.
Another championship? True.
Another champ.
They had two cups. So city of champions, Kings, Lakers, and El Segundo, California team for the Little League World Series.
Yep.
And then in the sidecar are three nominations.
We're holding us down.
So here's what's going
to
happen.
Honor to be nominated,
here's what happens.
Folks.
If we win an Emmy ever, we're going to the kids' house.
we should all throw out the first pitch of the next Little League season.
Oh.
You know?
Del Tufo should do it. This is your neighborhood.
And they can explore the studio space. I brought in a
little. I got another mic for you. They can actually explore the studio space if they want.
Look at that.
It's like I had to get them. We got extra people, Rich. I got to work.
Okay.
This is why I got Emmys, people.
At least somebody does around here. Yeah. He's sitting here going, "What do you mean you're not? We're not part of the city of champions.
We are." Gets tossed into our Emmys. Yeah.
And I also saw you throwing the verbal bouquets on FS1 on your Instagram, like you say it all the time around here. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger is the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. We have been told 12 children and three adults. By the way, this is not like a movie theater or something. Oh, and parents are coming too. Oh my gosh.
That's what I said. Like, the kids are going to be plus one or two.
12 members of the Little League World Series team and parents and three coaches.
30 plus people.
All right. This is just going to be a party. I have no idea where we're fitting them all.
We need the pizza, Mike.
We need pizza. Yeah. Mike, make the call.
It's 10 a.m.
Yeah. Who cares? They're 12. That's what they do.
Let me ask you a question.
They eat pizza and drink Pepsi this early.
If my kid went to somebody's house at age 12 and was served pizza at 10 in the morning, we'd be like, what's wrong with the parents? We're not doing that.
Rich, they are champions, bro. They're celebrating.
So what are we going to get? McMuffins or something?
We're getting nothing.
Oh, McMuffins?
Donuts? You know what we give them? A laurel and a hearty handshake.
They don't know what that means.
They've never seen Blazing Saddles. I hope not.
They're not going to win that.
They're 12. They're 12. They're not ready for that.
They're champions. They deserve the.
All I'm saying is, don't go anywhere. This is going to be lit, as those kids would say.
12-year-olds these days.
That's right.
You never know.
And they're not allowed on their phones. No TikTok. No screen time. The only screen time is this screen time. So this is going to be fun.
They're going to be like, we don't want to go on that show.
Oh, my God. This guy is the champion of the National Football League's National Football Conference. And part of that is because he took down Brock Purdy, and he had a 16-sack season courtesy of Chunky Soup, as well as the Philadelphia Eagles. Hassan Reddick, the pride of Camden, New Jersey, is here on the Rich Eisen Show. How are you, Hassan?
I'm doing fine. Rich, how about yourself?
I'm doing fine. Look, I know you're a hometown guy, across in Jersey and went to Temple, but I'm confused here. You didn't go to Georgia. How are you able to play for the Philadelphia Eagles, Hassan? I don't understand. I don't get it.
Oh, man.
I don't get it.
Yeah, you know, we've been drafting those dogs out of Georgia. But, you know, man, just a great Temple Owl, you know. So Philadelphia guy, Jersey guy, and now I'm home.
And it was pretty neat. I remember sitting on the set with a fellow, you know, Pennsylvania guy and Mike Mayock when you were drafted in Philadelphia on the rocky steps of the art museum, but not for Philadelphia, for Arizona. What was that moment like for you, Hassan?
Oh man, it was crazy, man. Just to, you know, it's just like playing back home, right? To have the draft in Philadelphia, right, where I played college ball, right across the blue from where I was born and raised in Camden, New Jersey. Man, it was amazing. I was able to have my family there. I was able to have friends there to watch me on my big night.
And now for you to be playing in Philadelphia, walk me through what home games are like for you, Hassan.
Oh, man. Home games are ecstatic, crazy, man. Atmosphere, energy there. A bunch of tickets going out.
Yeah.
Clearly, but man, it's been last year was beautiful, man, and makes this year that much better knowing that I'm going to be home again, playing for my hometown team.
Well, again, it wasn't your first ever career double-digit sack season, but it was humongous. Clearly, what clicked for you last year? Do you think, Hassan?
Oh man, just a lot. You know, more time on task at the position. Great support and staff as far as family, friends, coaches, players that was around me, out on the field with me as well. Always to the want to, knowing that I was back home in my city and wanting to rep the city well.
And you certainly repped it well in the NFC Championship game when you you got home, and maybe the most important part, you want to talk about being a hometown guy and playing at home. You got home on Brock Purdy in that game. Have you watched I'm sure you've watched film of it, but you know, you broke up what could have been a scoring play for San Francisco and then pretty much ended the game on that spot. Are you aware of that, Hassan? Did you see that?
Yes, of course, Rich. I was aware of it. You know, unfortunate to what happened to Purdy. You know, just out there doing my job, man, playing a game that I love. And like you said, I was able to come up big for us in a championship game, you know, to help us get to the Super Bowl.
So let's talk about now and this season. Hassan Reddick here on the Rich Eisen Show, courtesy of Chunky Soup. We'll discuss that in a moment. So this year, how much do you think about last year coming into this year, Hassan?
Not much, Rich, if I'm being honest, because last year is last year. The only thing about last year that I think about is getting back to the Super Bowl. Other than that, you know, what happened last year, you know, it's like we're under a bridge, man. It's we got to keep moving forward. We got to keep moving forward, keep progressing. It is a new year. And simply that, what happened last year does not matter now, right? It's a fresh start, a fresh year with a fresh chance and at our goals.
Hassan Reddick here on the Rich Eisen Show. How has training camp been similar, preseason been similar, where you feel like you are ready to run it back for this team? Walk me through that if you don't mind.
For me, it hasn't been similar, but my approach is nevertheless will be, you know, a little hiccup, but nothing major, right? I'm still preparing. I'm still working hard, and making sure that myself and my body is ready to go for the season opener.
And the defensive line, what are meetings like in that room, Hassan, with Fletcher, and obviously you got the Bulldogs in there as well. What's it been like in those meeting rooms? Yeah.
Our meetings are fun, man. Our meetings are great. You know, we have great veterans, guys that have played football for a long time. You know, and Fletcher and BG, guys who've won a Super Bowl. You know, we have guys, you know, who are veterans of my age, 7 years, you know, 6, 5 years, who making big impact on the field. And then we have, like you said, we got those Georgia Dogs, those young guys on the D-line now as well, who has been tremendous with their approach and learning, their approach on how they're, you know, going out for practice, making sure that they're ready to make an impact right away as well. So it's been fun, man. It's been great. We get to We get to read each other. Well, not read each other's mind, but we get to pick each other's brain, mm-hmm. rather, on you know, technique, what we see on the field, what we think could work better, and having fun at it while, you know, taking care of the important things.
How good can Jalen Carter be?
Man, Jalen, he can be really, really good. Really, really great. He can be a great man. The sky is the ceiling for him, you know? He is tremendous for his size, the way he moves, how explosive he is, is tremendous. And honestly, Rich, I'm glad that he's with the Philadelphia Eagles, man. I don't think I would like to see him, or, you know, in any other uniform, especially offenses. I know our offense is glad that he's here as well.
How has Jordan Davis improved from one season to the next?
Man, much improvement, man. Much maturity, you know, maturity-wise, just, you know, growing up. And then his approach as well to practice, to go out there and see him make the plays that he's made this camp. I mean, you know, you see the size, but he's putting it all together now. He's getting behind all his technique. You can see that the work with Fletch, the work with Coach Rock is working off, paying off. And, you know, he's another guy that I'm excited for. I'm excited to see how year two is for him and, you know, what impact he helps make this year.
And how is N'Kobe Dean ready to, you know, get right in the middle of everything, Hassan, and be part of this mm-hmm. mix? What do you have for me on that front?
I believe he is, Rich. I'm in the meetings, Rich. The questions that this kid is asking lets me know that he, you know, he knows what this year means. He knows what this is. He knows that he's a young guy. He has to come in confident and ready, especially being the, you know, middle linebacker. He's the quarterback of the defense. You know, he knows that he has to command. He knows that he has to command the defense, and just being in meetings, seeing him ask questions, seeing the things that he's talking about, it just let me know that he's taking this thing seriously and that he's ready to get out there and be a big part of the defense.
Well, I just remember when he was playing, you know, at Georgia, and he was the man. I mean, he was mm-hmm. not just the man on the field, but he was getting in the grill of his teammates if they were not mm-hmm. in certain spots or playing in a way that he thought that they could. Is he ready to do that for the Philadelphia Eagles, you think, Hassan Reddick?
Yeah, I believe so. You know, he's definitely taking an approach like he is. You know, even his conversation with other veteran linebackers, you know, we had some guys that played ball for a while, you know, 7-8 years, come in, and he's able to help them with the defense because he's been here already throughout OTAs and training camp. So, you know, to be there and see him, you like telling some, oh, no, you got to do this and this and this defensive call, or, yeah, you got to line up here and this defensive call, to see that, you know, it's just showing a lot of growth and maturity in his game as well.
Hassan Reddick here on the Rich Eisen Show. Before we get to Chunky, tell me your favorite Jalen Hurts story that can be, you know, I guess, definitive in telling fans who he is and what he means for your team. You got a great Jalen Hurts story for me, Hassan Reddick?
Oh, man. When I first signed, you know, I had played against the Eagles twice before coming to, you know, matter of fact, I played against Jalen. When he came to the Eagles, I played against Jalen twice before coming to Philadelphia Eagle myself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've had some battles. You know, I was able to get him once or twice as far as sacking him, but even winning, I was able to beat him once, and he beat me once when I was with Carolina. Mm-hmm. And I remember when I got signed here, he was the first one, you know, text me, "Hey man, I am glad you are here." And I'm like, "I'm glad to be here." He like, "No, listen, I'm tired of you chasing me around on the field. I'm glad now that you are here and I no longer have to worry about you." So, you know, just extremely humble, a great human being, Rich. And, you know, that's my story. That's my Jay Hurts story.
Well, I mean, he's just the fact that he has the screensaver on his phone. Have you seen it, the screensaver on his phone, Hassan? Have you seen that?
Yes, I have.
What did you think of when you saw what the photograph is of him coming off the field, you know, dejected after you guys were unable to complete the mission in the Super Bowl?
he has a chip on his shoulder, Rich, and he's been working extremely hard. You know, he took accountability for the game, which I felt like he shouldn't have done. You know, he put it on himself for what happened in the Super Bowl. And he wants to get back and he wants to win. He wants to win one for the city. He wants to win one for the team. The man's a winner, Rich. He's a winner, and that's what he wants to do, and he knows what that means. That means winning the big one.
So before I let you go, let's talk about Chunky, and you're the perfect person to help sack food security, insecurity, right, and make sure that people have meals on the table. What are you doing for Chunky, Hassan Reddick?
So we've partnered, like you said, we've partnered to tackle, you know, food insecurity and hunger across America, right? There's about 49 million Americans that deal with food insecurity. So our goal is to give away 2 million meals this season. So what we're asking is for all NFL fans this season, you know, for every Campbell Chunky bowl that is purchased, we will be giving away a free meal to those in need.
And the goal is 2 million meals to feed America from you and Chunky, Hassan. And that is an incredible cause. So what's the number of sacks this year, now that we know the number of meals in helping sack food insecurity? What do you got for me? Come on now.
I'm big on progressing. I know last year I had 16 regular season sacks. Yes. My goal is I know it's going to be hard. It's going to be tough, right? The 16 sacks is a hard feat to accomplish. But my goal is to either get there again or be better than that, Rich, truly. I've been working with, you know, the little, like I said, ups and downs. I've been working hard, man. I'm feeling good, and I'm ready to go. So my goal is to be better than I was last year.
Okay. So let's be honest here. Let's talk honestly before I send you on into your day, Hassan Reddick. I need an honest answer here, and I don't need the just everything, every game matters the same. Which one are you circling the most on the Philadelphia Eagles?
If I'm being honest, I have two games
scheduled. Please be honest. There's two circles. What are the two circles on for the Philadelphia Eagles schedule, Hassan?
Definitely Kansas City. Mm-hmm. After, you know, going to the Super Bowl and losing it, so definitely Kansas City. Mm-hmm. And then that San Fran game, man, a lot of chirping, a lot of back and forth over social media about what have, could have, and should have happened. You know, so I'm looking forward to that one. No game more than that one.
Yeah, I was about to say, I mean, you did win that one, and part of the reason mm-hmm. why you won it is you got home. Right. I mean, mm-hmm. you did get to the quarterback. You personally did get to the quarterback. Yes. Right. So how did you take that chirping? Clearly,
Man, you know, I never weighed in on it. For me, I watched. I've seen things that guys were saying, Debo Samuel, Fred, a lot of these guys that came out and talked about it, you know, and I respect them, right? I respect them for their opinion and their thought and their belief in their team. For me, man, I'm the same way. I believe in my team. I believe in my teammates, and I feel the same way. So for me, it's like, bring it on. You know, y'all kept on talking. Y'all talked about this all off season, through the Super Bowl, after the playoff game. So it's like, better be prepared, man, because, you know, I know I will be, and I know that I'm going to do my best to make sure the team is ready, too.
Yeah, that is week 13. So bring a lunch pail, is what you're saying, to that game.
Yes, sir.
All right, Hassan Reddick. I will look forward to that one, and I have circled this interview and say, let's do this again. Thanks for the call. Greatly appreciate it. Congrats on last year's season personally and professionally, and let's roll into this one. Thanks for the time.
Richard, it was truly a pleasure, and thank you for having me as well.
That's Hassan Reddick. Thank you, sir. There he goes, getting ready to make Chris Brockman's week one very difficult. We're going to have to see the quick game. If the quick game has been improved,
it needs to be very
in
quick.
New England.
Very quick.
If New England has improved its quick game, this is a for instance.
I would
being
say
something that they needed to improve based on the quarterback's assessment.
More likely than not.
Great way to prove it's been improved with Hassan Reddick, Jordan Davis, Nolan Smith, Jalen Carter, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham. Fellow Michigan man will be honored that day, and Tom Brady.
If we triple team all of those guys, is there anyone left to block or catch a pass?
I'm going to make a note. If I'm going to do a top five, you know, under the radar key player, I don't know what the verbiage is going to be. N'Kobe Dean.
He's a Swiss Army knife.
I mean, if that kid is physically similar to what we saw in Georgia after last year's kind of red shirt get well season.
Yep.
My gosh. Mm-hmm. And Hassan Reddick, this just in, has taken note of what San Francisco 49ers have said post-NFC Championship game. Oh, God, that's week 13, as I mentioned.
Why do we got to wait so long for that game?
I know. Well, I mean, not everything can be served up right away, like Bills versus Jets.
Right. I get it.
Friend of the program, George Kittle, just went to our new fantasy football team that we're doing with the Fantasy Footballers.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Wright and Jason Moore and the rest of them invited us onto into one of their leagues, and we accepted.
Very exciting. Yeah, so far we have Austin Eckler.
Mm-hmm.
We were fifth overall. Mm-hmm. We took Eckler fifth. On the way back, Garrett Wilson, because he's going to lead the NFL in receptions and yards, like I predicted yesterday.
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle, Justin Fields is our QB1, and, and Kittle.
Because when Fields was on the clock, we were all discussing it via text, like, we need a running back, and I'm like,
we needed a running back.
He kind of is one.
Kind of is.
Do you guys think that Hassan didn't circle the Cowboys game on his schedule because he knows that the Eagles are 1-4?
Easy win.
They're 1-4 in their last five against Dallas. Do you think that's why he was like, now we're going to lose that anyway?
If I can actually answer that question seriously.
I don't know that you can, but
I can answer a question seriously. We all know it's circled. We all know it's circled.
Well, I'm just sending Micah Parsons this clip.
They don't care about you, Micah.
They didn't circle you.
We know the Eagles circle the Cowboys, and the Cowboys circle the Eagles. We all know that that is what potentially the division and better playoff positioning and bragging rights is for.
Rich, all I know is when I send a text to Micah, it's going to be that Son came on Sports Emmy-nominated legend Rich Eisen show.
Thank you so much.
And didn't mention the fact that he's going to say, like, the Cowboys are not – they don't matter to them. They don't care about the Cowboys. They're not worried about you.
Okay. Interesting. Let's take a break. When we come back, some phone calls, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. The Little League World Series Championship team from right here in El Segundo, California, is beginning to trickle into our green room slowly.
The champs are
but
here.
But surely, that's next in top hour number two. But your phone calls before that right here on the Rich Eisen Show.
It's time for kickoff, and the Believe podcast will get you ready for the new season.
How do you live through this as a Detroit sports fan?
Believe has podcasts covering all 32 professional teams and many of your favorite college teams, too.
You solidified your defense. You got better.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
If you don't do those things, then you're not even trying your hardest to win at football, and I don't know what we're doing.
There was a lot of great players on those teams that I was fortunate to be part of.
Search BLEAV podcasts wherever you listen.
All right, we're just going to pull back the layers here on this program. Pull back the curtain, show you what goes on the sausage factory here in El Segundo, California, with the Little League World Series team, the champions of the world, coming here as part of their celebration tour. We're prepared. Our green room, we stocked the fridge. Bunch of 12-year-olds coming, their parents. There it is. That's the before picture. Let's see how it's going to finish. Right there. Keep it at a nice cool 40 degrees, as you could see. It's nice and cold. Cold drinks.
That is cold.
It is.
That's actually perfect. I mean, we saw a bunch of sodas in there.
I see any Sunny D's, no Capri Suns.
All right. So now we've got also our chairs right here getting set for, there we go, two members of the championship team. And then the spillover, if you will. We've got a new wide shot for the two of you guys. We went really well.
Oh.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
There we go. I think we're going to try and fit the rest right there. And those not, TJ, you're going to get the wide shot you want. See, very few people in our business
want a wide shot.
Want a wide shot. get as tight as you want.
As tight as you can.
TJ, you're
I'm struggling with this.
I know you. I don't understand. I don't understand. But we also made it wide enough to show off the new parts of our new set that's behind you.
A fair change.
But here's coming, the wide shot's coming. You want, so you, if you wanted your new shoe deal, you better get it in this next segment.
So. I just won a pair of sneakers just now during the break. So,
so here we go. Yeah.
I'm going to throw a chair over here, Rich. We can have somebody sit here.
Oh, we got a chair. I mean, chair. You don't have to. I mean, they're used
kids.
To standing.
They don't need to sit. Yeah. They can stand.
They're used to standing.
Yeah. Well, like, we try to make our guests comfortable.
That's
what's
true.
Wrong
you know,
you
I did like, I did go on a rant yesterday that I like sitting.
You literally.
But you're 50. You're not 12.
appreciate you rounding down.
You know what I mean?
Thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. You rounded it down. Much appreciated. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Oh boy. All right, let's should we go to the phone lines?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay. I don't think we've had one of these yet. Brandon in St. Louis, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. First in, first up. What's up, Brandon?
Hey Rich, how's it going, guys?
I'm doing well. What's on your mind?
A couple things if I could. First, I called about a year ago asking for advice on being a first time dad, and you guys were kind enough to put that on your YouTube channel. So
I remember that.
Thank you for that.
How spot on with our advice were we? How do we do?
Oh, spot on.
Oh, okay, great.
I'm like the fourth most important person in my house next to the two cats and the dog. So
okay. Okay. Very good. All right.
I wanted to give the Packers win loss if I could.
Ah, win loss Green Bay. Let me see here. Hold on a second. I can't believe we have to do this because we had some guy from Arkansas goes, I'm not really a Dolphin fan, right. But I'll do it. And then we had somebody who wasn't a Bills fan come on and put him 9-8. And
no, he was a Bills fan.
He was, or I don't know.
He was just a beat down Bills fan.
People are pissed about that. So I have to ask you, Brandon, do you root for the Packers?
Yes, I do. I was born and raised in Wisconsin.
Very good. You have now passed.
Shout out to Sheboygan.
It's not a stringent test.
Bonafides are back.
You made it through. Okay, here we go.
That's how we
first up. At the Chicago Bears, do you still own that team with a win or a loss?
That's a loss, Rich.
That's a loss.
What? Oh,
jeez. At the Falcons.
Loss.
An 0-2 start for the Packers. Very pessimistic. Do we at least get halfway to the half full glass against New Orleans in the home opener?
Yep, that's a win.
That's a win. Home for the Lions just 4 days later.
Loss.
A loss at 1-3 at the Raiders.
That's week five?
Yes, sir.
That's a win.
And then you're coming off the bye at 2-3, and everybody wondering what's up with Jordan Love at the Broncos.
Loss.
2-4 home for the Vikings.
Win.
3-4 for against the Rams at home.
Win.
4-4 at the Steelers.
Loss.
4-5 against the Chargers at home.
Win.
5-5 at the Lions on Thanksgiving.
Loss.
5-6 against the Kansas City Chiefs at home.
Loss.
5-7, he laughs at the Giants on a Monday night.
Win.
6-7 against the Bucks at home.
Win.
All right, 7-7 at the Panthers.
Loss.
Oh my gosh.
Stop it.
7-8 at the Vikings.
Loss.
I like this guy.
7-9 against the Bears at home.
Win. Actually, I take that back, Rich. Week 16,
yeah,
a win. So it should be 9-8.
So week 16 is at Carolina. It's a win at Carolina. Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. That's it. You still had your finger on the chess piece at the back of the board. We'll let you make that amendment. 9-8, huh?
I like this guy.
Yeah.
Okay. Brad.
Also, Rich, I love you so much. I love your show.
Thank you.
But watching you goggle over Aaron Rodgers, it's like watching your ex with someone new.
Mm-hmm.
I love you guys. It's really hard for me. But you know what? You guys have suffered long enough. So I've been spoiled with 3 decades of good quarterback play. So I think it's time for the 70s and 80s.
Okay. I hear you. Two things. If you're equating me to the new fangled, you know, I guess, spouse of your ex, don't worry, I'm a cheap date. And number two, I've not heard Jordan Love compared to Don Majkowski before, but we just heard, I believe. Thank you for the call. That's Brandon in St. Louis.
With all due respect to the Magic Man, Jordan Love is so much better.
I think so.
I think 9-8 is crazy.
I think so. We're doing the NFC North later. I think you'll hear my two cents on the subject matter a little bit more crystallized, but...
Yeah.
9-8 is, I don't know. If they're starting 2-4 with their bye already in the rear view, you know, I mean, he's starting 0-2 as well. Starting 0-2, 1-3, 2-4. And then, I mean, he laughed about losing to the Chiefs last
night. He was like, come on.
Wait till the Packers put Mahomes' family game in Canada to watch that game.
Just don't even let him in the building. Excuse me, who are you? We're sold out. We're sold out.
Oh, my word. Okay, so the Little League team is here. Are they all here en masse? Or are they here? I believe they're here. Yes, they're all here.
All right, let's go. What if they want to play pool? Our pool table is not exactly open for business.
You know, I mean, sure it is. I mean, we got a new beautiful pool table off to the side that's off camera. But, again, you want to, like, serve pizza to 12-year-olds at 10 in the morning and treat this thing like a pool hall.
What do you think they eat at 10 in the morning?
Dude, it's not the color of money. What are you gonna say? Hey, you want to play pool, kid?
Rich, lighten up.
Relax. Yeah, they're 12.
Did somebody tweet that as
well? Yeah, we have a tweet from a fan of the show.
Yeah.
I don't know, Mike, if you got it, you want to throw it up there.
Oh, Rich Poopy Pants Eisen. No pizza, no TikTok. Come on, man. Lighten up. Mike, get that pizza. I don't think there's pizza service at 10 in the morning.
Sure, is there one open? There is.
What do you mean?
Why not? What do you mean? You can get pizza anywhere, anytime.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, it's like, everywhere.
It's like the Beatles are always on the radio. Everywhere. You can always get pizza.
You know what we have? We've got a studio and a lot of love for these kids.
They're world champions.
And we've got a stocked fridge in our green room.
Well, there's ginger ale in there, Rich. Like I said, there's no Capri Suns. Like
Capri Suns.
10 a.m. they open, Rich.
Sugar drinks? No, come on, guys.
What kind of parent are you?
Dude.
A great one. I have a sign to prove it.
I don't know, man.
Your kids,
I've got a sign to prove it.
No fun?
Have your kids ever had fun for breakfast?
Yes, they have.
Sugary cereal?
You guys be quiet.
Can I get a Fruit Loop?
Get some pizza up in here.
What the hell going on?
That's exactly. What I'm saying, Mike.
I get a Fruit
Thank
Loop.
You, Stephon.
By the way,
Diggs.
Ever since TJ, you and I called out, I believe on Friday when Brockman was in KC, Suze was here, we were calling out the fans for being way too pie in the sky with their win loss game. Dave, ever since then,
they've been Debbie
Downers are calling in.
Right. All of a sudden, I'm seeing Marvin Harrison slip through my fingertips because...
Here's what we need. We need a Panthers fan, Texans, Colts.
Do we?
Who else is going to be at the bottom? Cardinals, let's go.
Why do you want to, you know, separate those fan bases?
I'm just saying, to me...
You're Mr. Optimistic.
We are going to have to do this for our teams.
Yeah.
It's coming. TJ went first.
I always got to go first.
And TJ was real.
And I'm going to redo mine. 14-3. Let's go.
The dead weight of Will Greer is going to be gone soon.
Get your damn act together.
Will Greer, that's funny.
Dead weight of Will Greer.
Although we need to pick a name.
That's a good independent film,
We need
right?
to pick a name for this new league.
Let me get Rod on the phone. He's in Romania. I don't know if he's available. We'll get him on. To pick our
so that's
going to
be
name.
The team name for this
league? Yes, for us, with the fantasy footballers.
Well, the other one that we're normally in,
you got booted.
We did not get invited. Hey, politely, we did not get invited back.
Well, I think we talked our way out of that league, actually.
You guys did a lot of complaining.
I can feel it.
Do not criticize the way Fabs runs his league.
Oh, you guys got... See ya.
Yeah, the champs coming up.
The champs are here. Monica Nelson.
For over 3 decades, nobody has had a wrestling career like Arn Anderson. Conrad Thompson gets all the stories with Arn.
After watching AEW's Double or Nothing, Amy wants to know, what does dinosaur taste like?
It ain't chicken. It's like biting into a sinewy charcoal briquette.
Ah.
But chewy.
Oh, like that's disgusting.
Yeah, sure is.
Check out Arn every week, wherever you listen.